you have a friend and his name is, say, Charles, and he has a little boy, and his little boy's name is Charles. You say, this boy's name is Charles. They named the boy...
Named him after his father.
See, it helps when you can guess the questions.
Yeah.
What pets do you have around here? Huh? What pets do you have?
Well, we have dogs, cats.
And?
I think the lambs are going to be pets.
They're coming like that.
And a pony.
Are these your first sheep?
Mm-hmm. Well, I had we used to have sheep when I was a kid, but this is the first one that we had.
Did you have any special term for a lamb that had lost its mother?
An orphan.
You ever heard that called a cade?
No.
This is
that's
a Colorado.
The first one that lost its mother, didn't it?
I think it does in parts of Colorado.
Oh.
I've just been wondering if we use it here in Oklahoma, but I don't know.
It's all just orphan lambs.
Uh-huh. Same way with a... what would you call a calf that's lost its mother?
It'd be an orphan too.
If you want your dog to chase another dog, what would you tell him?
I'd say sick.
I might say that to my dog too, but it wouldn't do any good.
Yeah, they won't.
And if you want him to come to you?
Come here.
If a dog is, just dog, you say, he's not a purebred, he's just a...
Just a cur, or a hounds.
Hound mongrel.
If two dogs are fighting and somebody tries to get in there with his hands and pull them apart, you say, watch it, don't get your hands down there or you'll get
bit.
Boy, that's a vicious thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to raise, cattle, what animals do you need?
You mean referring to sex?
Yeah.
Cows and bull.
Was there any taboo attached to bull when you were a boy?
No.
Well, I were in southern Oklahoma, southeastern again. An old man down there was very much disturbed because he said, are you using the word bull when there's girls in the class up there?
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to call them surlies.
Well, I've heard some of the older people around, I suppose still call them a male.
Yeah.
Instead of a bull.
Always seems to me that this is a little vulgar. I think they feel the same way about our term.
It's like man and woman.
Sure. Have you ever been around oxen much?
No, I haven't.
What would you call a four head, 2x2?
Well, referring to mules, they'd be called span.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what they call it, oxen.
And let's see, if you're raising cattle, you have a bull and a cow, and the offspring is a
calf.
And when the calf is about to be born, you say the cow is going to...
She's going to freshen.
And with horses, you need... if you're going to raise horses.
Oh, you need mare instead.
Gee, I wish we could have horses. Or just one. In enough grass that he could feed himself.
Kids have a little Park Shetland mare. That's
oh,
about 12 months ago, wasn't it?